live with RFS Bank. Our special guest here is Paul Stewart, and he's one of our city councilors, and our city matters, kind of a wrap-up of what happened at a very long city council meeting last night. First things first, let's start with the school. What happened there?
So, with that, what the schools do is they use conduit financing.
On the bond issue?
On the bond issue, and the way I think of it is that they use the city as kind of like a payday loan. Mm-hmm. Place. So what ends up happening, only in a positive way, where they're not paying high interest rates, and it ends up saving money in the long run. Mm-hmm. Using this one, it'll end up saving, conservatively $700,000 or $800,000.
That's a lot of money.
If they hadn't used it.
Yeah.
And so what it is, the city, or the Bartlesville Education Authority, which is under the city, they go and borrow money, and they build, you know, some of the things that the that were passed in the last school bond, and mm-hmm. and they own it, you know. So mm-hmm. if we build a new facility, they own it, mm-hmm. and the school leases it back from the city for the
bond issue.
For that amount, mm-hmm. or for the interest amount, basically, mm-hmm. and then when they're able to take on the debt themselves. Mm-hmm. They issue their own bonds, and they pay back the city everything, and that's kind of how that works. And then when people pay their property taxes back, it pays back the bonds that the schools issue.
Oh, okay.
So
it's a lot of changing of hands, but it works out pretty good in the long run.
It's money laundering. It's money laundering.
Oh, no, I wouldn't call it that. No. That interest rate was pretty sweet from Armstrong Bank.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was 1. I think 2 or 1.1 something.
Yeah, very low.
And no prepayment penalty either, mm-hmm. Which is nice, because when they issue the bonds, they do it conservatively, so mm-hmm. that depending on how interest rates go, they're still going to be able to make all of their payments. Mm-hmm. And so it could be that the school ends up paying back the city earlier than they're scheduled to, and it's nice not having any kind of fees or penalties for doing that.
Very good. Very good. I understand that we're bringing some workers to town because we're bringing a pretty big company to town to set up the world headquarters.
Yeah, right. Well, and to give a little background on that incentive, last year I reached out to David Wood, who's over the Bartlesville Development Authority, mm-hmm. And pointed out that there's a lot of these high cost of living areas around the country where people can work from home. And I know Tulsa has an incentive where they'll pay people to just move to Tulsa, but they can go there and they can rent for a year. And that doesn't have that stickiness factor. They can come get the money, live there for a year, and leave. And so what this incentive was is to try and pilot one to where if they bought a house, they got a certain amount of money, but if they built a house, they got a little bit more money. Because even if they ever leave, we've got another house here that somebody's going to live in, mm-hmm. somebody's going to pay taxes on. And so it was kind of waiting for the first, kind of instance for that to come up. And it ended up being the Concho deal, which I hated, because then I had to recuse myself, being that it was with my employer. Mm-hmm. But I was glad it's been a success. There's been 13 people that used that. So these are high income jobs and families that are moving here and living here and paying taxes here, mm-hmm. That didn't go to the South. And, you know, that was considered a pretty big success. And so another company that's coming in is Harrisoff. They bought the old courthouse.
Yeah.
And they have 10 employees, but they're expecting to move up to, up to 50 more employees over the next couple years.
That's nice.
And so this incentive will be available for their people to move here and buy houses and live here. And these are good, high-paying jobs. A lot of times it's younger people starting to have families, have kids, which means they're when you've got kids, you're spending all your money, and you're not putting a lot into savings, so which is great for the other places that are around here. This is going to be, like you say, their global headquarters. One of the owners, it's a husband and wife. She's from Dewey. She graduated from Dewey, mm-hmm. and you know, they agree like you and I do that this Bartlesville is a great place to live and raise a family and have a company and things like that.
Plus, we have the quality of life extras that small towns this size just don't have.
Oh, yeah. With the, you know, the big one is always the Pathfinder and our parks and everything that's at the community center with the symphony and the Broadway in Bartlesville mm-hmm. and all of those things. And, we've got a pretty big art scene here.
Oh, big. It's huge, yeah.
With all of that. And, it's great. And not to mention that... you know, there's always something to do here with regards to a fundraiser for a charity, whether it's I think there's a masquerade ball coming up, mm-hmm. or there's the Price Tower Gala.
Calthy's Outlaws.
Yeah, right. There's a ton of stuff, so yeah. It's great. And so one of the, the incentive, too, it started out with trying to get people, from some of those high cost of living places to move here, and after doing some research we found out our internet just really wasn't where it needed to be. Mm-hmm. And so something else that just happened to happen last night is Vast Broadband wants to lay residential fiber in town, and this is one of the things where they came to us. We didn't go look for them. It worked out. It's kind of a whole free market thing. And so they will start laying in the spring of next year is what they're scheduled for, and they should be at 50% of the houses in Bartlesville within 2 years and 90% within 3 years anywhere where there's 30 houses per linear mile, which is going to be pretty much anywhere in town. There's a couple places where people have huge lots and things like mm-hmm. that, but
few and far between.
Yeah, right. But anywhere that the houses are relatively close together, the broadband's going to go right by there, and anywhere else, they've got kind of a standard rate that they'll charge to run it out to your house. For that, like I say, it's going to be fiber, which is what we're looking for. So in a few years, we could use that incentive for kind of what it was originally designed for, which is, not necessarily a company coming.
Sure.
But individuals, which is nice because it helps us diversify, our workforce so that, we can have people in healthcare or... oil and gas, our HR professionals, and things like that. So if one industry, really takes a nosedive, we've got lots of other people still working here in those other industries.
And, of course, they're all going to need the net. They're all going to need connectivity.
Yes.
And,
yep,
if you get the fast as lightning like this stuff is, how can you say no to it?
Right. Well, and with how things are going, you used to, you could get by with, 100 megabytes a second, and then it was 200 or 300, and this is probably going to be gig or higher. I don't really that's for the IT people to figure out, but it's supposed to be really good and really reliable, and get a lot of data to and from your house really fast.
Well, Paul, now that I've kind of messed up your whole outline here, what else took place last night?
Let's see. We had the here was something. This was something that actually ran on in 2018 that we've got approved is the Our street study, where they take a truck and some equipment and they run it over all of our streets, and they all get a grade from 0 to 100, with 100 being brand new street and a 0 being basically a goat trail.
Okay.
So they should be done every 5 years, mm-hmm. and the last one was done in 2011. And so this time at our budget meeting, we moved some stuff around to get this done this year, mm-hmm. Which is nice because then we haven't picked any of our preventative maintenance projects yet, because I said, well, let's do that. And then what we can do is, once we get the results, is towards the end of this fiscal year, see which streets need to be worked on and bid those. But then we know what the budget's going to be for next year, and so bid that as an alternate. And so instead of doing a $500,000 worth of projects this year and $1 million next year, we can do it in a way so that basically it's $1.5 million of projects all bid kind of together, so that we get economies of scale there, where we may be able to do one or two extra projects.
Oh, okay.
Kind of a bulk discount. Yeah, to think of it like that, and okay. This will be the first time for us to try that out, and it's worked in the past where instead of bidding 4 or 5 projects individually, we started bundling those and doing one one for the year that included all of it, and that got us some good discounts. So this is kind of just, you know, where we can use some financial maneuvering to do that on a little bit larger scale.
Very good. Nice innovation there.
Yeah, and we're going to make that see if we can make that available to the public, too, so when somebody, you know, can see how their street compares to other streets, because, you know, the worst street in the town is typically the one in front of your house.
Oh, yeah, it's the one
whoever it is, and so this will be where you can actually see how you stack up against others. Say, well, you know, mine's really not that bad because there is a goat trail over here other people are driving
on
every day.
Yeah, no kidding. So as an alderman, the number one thing you get is, so when are you going to fix the pothole, right?
Right, yeah. That's it. And yeah, and usually the answer is, that's a state highway. You got to talk to your representative
that's
and Adams, senators
baby.
About that.
That's Adams, baby. That's Washington, baby. That's 123, baby.
Right.
Yeah, we take care of our own.
Right. Well, and so something else, you know, I talked about Pathfinder earlier, is we've got some money to fix up Pathfinder. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things is... they'll take some money and look at rehabilitating. There's a large washout area just south of the Shawnee Trailhead.
Mm-hmm.
And there may also be adding a fence over by the Ready Mix site just north of where the trail goes under Tuxedo. And then there may be a few other places, too, to see about fixing out so that people can, you know, just continue enjoying that. And it's really doing the upkeep on it. It's almost 50 years old. It was our... bicentennial project.
I see.
So we're getting up on the semi-quincentennial, the 250-year anniversary in 26, so
uh-huh.
We want to keep it looking nice, you know.
Uh-huh. upkeep.
That's it, you know, maintaining what you've got. Mm-hmm. Let me see what else we've got here. We did the corn maze.
Yeah,
it's coming up. I don't know how many people are familiar with that. That'll be at Lee Lake on October the 1st to the 30th at Cooper Dog Park. Their organization is who's setting that out there, and it looks like it's going to be pretty big. I mean, from one of the designs, it was 500 and some feet by 150 feet or something. So
that's pretty good.
It's going to be unmanned, free for people to go through. I think they are going to probably be accepting donations on that, and so yeah, I hope we can get a lot of people out to that, and. And use it this year, and so we can have it, you know, next year and going on, and attract people from kind of around here into Bartlesville, and
so many people have driven by Lee Lake, but have they stopped by?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's a good reason to just pop by with the kids and see what it's all about.
Yeah, well, and something else, they've got two new shelters out there that have picnic tables you can use, and they also have accessible seating if you're in a wheelchair that can roll up there. So yeah, just another place you can go out there and. You know, have a picnic or, you know, sit and feed the ducks and kind of that stuff.
Just enjoy nature.
Yeah, just go enjoy it, yeah. Relieve some stress out there, you know. It's kind of getting out of the office and away from the city, but just right here in really the heart of the city over there.
Indeed. So it's just kind of tucked away right there in the middle of things.
Right.
Love it. What else we got going on here, Paul?
Well... Hillcrest, you know, with it being shut down, we've got about another 12 days of that. I don't know if anybody else is counting down like I am.
On the first day of Hillcrest.
Yeah, right. Yeah, 12 days left, and then they'll open that back up, and there's still going to be more work that needs to be done. Mm-hmm. But at least then we'll be able to get back and forth from east side to west side using that southern route. You know, and I think a lot of people at the high school will definitely appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, there'll be fewer horns honking and teeth grinding and utterances of words we can't use on the radio.
Yeah, right, we don't want to get any fines.
No, we don't
want to
do that.
Well, and one other thing that I always bring up to people is, you know, they'll ask questions about who owns a certain property, or they'll have questions about drainage and stuff, is I always send them to the Bartlesville GIS site. And it's got a really long website, but if you just Google Bartlesville GIS, you can click in there and go into it. You know, you can see all of the zoning around you. You can see who all of your neighbors are. You can see the topography and how the ground slopes and where the water runs. You can see the water lines coming to your house. You can see the sewer lines going from it. You can see the stormwater drainage. it's just got, it's got a thousand things on there. I use it for everything, and it's a, you know, your tax dollars at work, so get out there and take advantage of it. It's really a great website.
Paul, we're getting ready to close out. Any final words you'd like to put in?
Hope everybody keep spending their money in Bartlesville, supporting all of our businesses.
Indeed.
You know, paying those taxes, you know, because that's what takes care of the police, the fire, the roads, all of those things. We want you to definitely keep spending your money here in town.
All righty. Hey, thanks for being with us today.
Yeah. Yeah.